Welcome to Love Rules, the radio ministry of Roxbury Presbyterian Church in Boston. My mom, Liz Walker, was Boston's first African-American television news anchor, but her most important job is what she does right now at RPC, preaching the good news about God's love. The Bible says, above all, love each other deeply because love covers a multitude of sins. How does that work? Join my mom now as she offers us Love Rules from Roxbury Presbyterian Church.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to Love Rules and today's message for the season, the Shepherd's Lesson. Our text is from Luke, the second chapter, the 8th through the 15th verses. In that region, there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flock at night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger." And suddenly, there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among those whom he favors." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us." Place is very important in the Bible, especially in the nativity story. Among the definitions of nativity are place, time, and circumstances of birth. Now, there are many reasons for this, including the truth that God is a God of particularity. He's not a God of some abstract theories or concepts. He is a God who has chosen to work through the person of Jesus Christ. God chooses to work through specific times and in specific places. There's a lot of shifting from place to place in this story, the story of the Nativity. Mary and Joseph traveled from Nazareth to Bethlehem. The wise men came from the east, perhaps as far as Persia. Our faith is often referred to as a journey. There's always movement, you see, when God is involved. There are those who argue that it is the particularity of the Christian story that makes it problematic. If God chose one person, one group, or place, doesn't that leave out the others? How can a universal God also be a God of particulars? But I believe your perspective on this issue depends not so much on where God moves, but where you are relative to God's moves, you see? What this story tells us is that God shows up in the most unexpected places. That's the only way to explain the shepherd's part of this story. You see, we're clear about Mary's role and Joseph's role. We could even understand why the Magi showed up, but the shepherds? What's that about? We don't know a lot about shepherds except for what we've heard maybe in the 23rd Psalm, but shepherds were nomads. Their lives consisted of a lot of movement. In order to take care of sheep, they moved from pasture to pasture. Most times, folks really didn't like shepherds. They didn't trust them. They considered them outcasts. You know, they were hired hands. They didn't have any solid ground because they were always moving around. And so people considered them to be at the bottom of the social scale. They weren't as clean as others. Hard workers, but they just weren't appealing to others. So the shepherds are minding their own business here. They're not thinking about what the rest of the world thinks of them. And suddenly, an angel appears. Now, we have this sentimental view of angels as chubby-cheeked children holding these sweet little bow and arrows. But the sense I get from reading the Bible is this angel must have been pretty frightening. I mean, not just the idea that he was an angel, because that's frightening in itself if you're not used to angels flying around, but the first thing he says is, "Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid." So he must be an overwhelming sight, you know? He must be an extraordinary sight, something that the shepherds didn't expect. They were minding their own business, and suddenly something unexpected, spectacular, unbelievable happens. Can you imagine how disconcerting this moment must have been? It would be different if they had been searching for God. You see, the wise men were searching. They were looking for signs. But the shepherds weren't praying. They weren't having Bible study. Nothing really tells us they were religious at all. They were just working the night shift, tending the sheep. And suddenly, without warning, God's angel shows up. Now, there are two lessons that we can take away from this. First of all, God steps in where God wants to step in. You can't predict how God is going to step into a situation. You can't predict when God is going to step in. We can desire and ask, but God does what God wants to do. And when God steps in, something is about to change. Very seldom does God step into a situation and say, okay, just stay where you are. You're doing fine. I just stepped in to say hi. Most times when God steps in, something big is going to happen. Something amazing is going to happen. Something is going to change. Nobody likes change. Look at all the Bible, and you can see in the stories that where God stepped in, and people were resistant to that. We don't want to go back to Nineveh. We don't want to leave Egypt. We don't want to leave the desert. We've been stumbling around here. It's always something to which we're resistant. We don't want to give all our money away and follow Jesus. We certainly don't want to pick up our crosses. Even when everything you've read and heard is that God only wants good for you, it still can be hard to move and change when God steps in. I am so thankful you've joined us today. Remember, Love Rules is totally listener-supported. Won't you make a donation right now to keep this program on the air? Log on to RoxburyPresbyterianChurch.org and click on Giving. That's RoxburyPresbyterianChurch.org. Click on Giving. Thank you. God bless you. As we continue our conversation about the shepherd's story and the lessons we can learn, we see God stepping into the shepherd's lives, and they're simply blown away. But God steps in when and where God chooses. Because you see, we don't seek God. God seeks us. And that is the particularity of this text. Luke 10, verse 2. The angel said, "Do not be afraid, for see, I'm bringing you good news of great joy for all the people." The beauty and mystery of God's word here is that it is written specifically to you, not just to the shepherds. I'm bringing you good news. Martin Luther once wrote, what good would it do me if I were born 1,000 times, and if this was read to me every day with the loveliest of airs, if it should not be that it was written for me?" The good news about the gospel is it's addressed to you. God's message interrupted those shepherds right where they were. If you think God is too big and too perfect to speak to you because you don't go to church every Sunday or because your life is less than holy, then you're wrong. By appearing to these shepherds through this angel, God shows us God's willingness to appear to anyone who might listen. God came unexpectedly at night to those who were simply going about their daily occupations. They were not seeking holiness. Holiness sought them. Holiness seeks you. God desires for you to have the best that God offers in love, in peace, and joy. Look at verse 14. "Suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, 'Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among those whom he favors.'" The Greek term there for "whom he favors" is sometimes translated "good pleasure" or "well-pleasedness." The angels are not announcing that peace is at hand for those who have pleased God, but rather that peace is to be realized Christ. The earthly component of God's glory is God's gracious gift bestowed at God's good pleasure. We can't take peace. We can't make peace. Not the peace that God gives us. God gives it as a gift. God seeks us for God's pleasure, and God gives us good gifts. You see, God's intention is to interrupt the evil, sin-soaked business as usual that is in the world. And so here these shepherds are at night doing their thing, not searching for God, and God interrupts them. God finds them. Holiness seeks them out. That's how God surprises the world. What a story when you think about it. What a wonderful gift of God this season when we can contemplate and really reflect on this gift of Jesus Christ. God will interrupt your life with something so much better than you could ever imagine. So I guess my message to you this morning as we go through the Advent season and get closer and closer to Christmas celebration is that you can expect the unexpected with God. You see, that's what faith is, to expect that God will show up in a surprising and wonderful and holy and perfect way to give us joy, to give us hope. This has been a rather rough season for many of us. Things have not turned out as we expected. That is usually a personal lament, but it can be a social lament. It could be, I could be speaking about the whole country. Things have been surprising. But God is the biggest surprise of all. So expect the unexpected this season. Let God interrupt your life. Let God wake you up. Let God show off in your life. Be open to it and then be moved. There is good news of great joy. I pray that that will give you comfort, and I pray it will give you peace. Thanks for joining me. Be blessed.
Thank you for tuning in. Roxbury Presbyterian Church is located at 328 Warren Street, right in the heart of Roxbury. Come worship with us on Sundays at 11 a.m. This is a listener-supported program. We invite you to partner with us and learn the many ways that love rules. Visit us on our website, roxburypresbyterianchurch.org, or call us at 617-445-2116. Love will reign.